This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am very, very sorry. I did not realize so many of you would be thoroughly insulted. All I did was do some karaoke. And I decided to do the song, Megan Trainor's, I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Okay, so I decided to go up there and do the song. All right. We were in a Filipino restaurant, Barcata. It was for Judge Cheryl Moss's victory party. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. In my neck of the woods, we just recently had an election on Tuesday. I know. Very, very interesting election, all right, throughout the whole country on Tuesday, but we won't go there now. Very, very interesting. But anyway, so there was, there's a mic, there's a Dr. Dahlia. So all I did was go up there and sing my version of I'm All About the Bass. And I didn't realize that I could sully a song and completely destroy it as badly as I did. Now, we are going to air some of the footage. I don't have it, unfortunately, ready for this show, but we will, air some of that. I just want to apologize to the artist, Megan Trainor. I want to apologize to all the Filipinos that were in the restaurant, as well as the non-Filipinos. And I want to apologize to everybody who had to at least see or listen to that. I didn't think it was that bad. Albie Sure, my man, I love Albie. Albie Sure was there, and we decided to sing a song, too. We did some Def Leppard, okay, you know. Now, I wanted to do Ray Charles. He's like, no, we'll do something else. All right, so we're going to do Ray Charles, but he's going to do that. So we did that, and apparently I did not do that song justice. So listen, do not invite me to karaoke if you don't want me to completely butcher a song. Okay? You know, I could sing a song I wrote, but if somebody else wrote the song, don't ask me to do that song to its entirety. Now, in medical school, I sang a Madonna song, Like a Virgin. Now, I didn't hear anybody complain because everybody was so busy laughing, you know, because Like a Virgin, really, Dahlia? Can you be a little bit more, can you pick a song more realistic? No, I can't. I'm singing Like a Virgin. I thought I did a pretty good job with that. Okay? One of you had written me a while back, and I had answered this. I think I answered this on air, that there are are there any ethnic differences in how people sing? The question was, why do black people sing better than white people? Now, obviously, none of you have listened to a Filipino, because, well, the Filipino can sing. I don't think it's a matter of a black person versus a white person versus a Latino. Enrique Iglesias, right? Can I say more? Enrique Iglesias, right? He can sing. Julio Iglesias, too. But in terms of what they're singing, okay? You know, not to stereotype, but a lot of barbershop quartet. I think barbershop quartet is awesome, okay? You can have a variety of mixtures, but you'll usually see more Caucasian do barbershop quartet. When you sing or hear salsa or some sort of Latino music, you'll probably see somebody of Latino descent. And you may really, really dig that kind of music. Yet here I am trying to sing a bailamos, right? You're like, really, Dahlia? No. All right? But Hokey Pokey, I could sing a damn good Hokey Pokey. I could sing a little Phantom of the Opera. I could sing Les Mis. So, you know, I was asked, what are the characteristics of, you know, whether it's the diaphragm, whether it's the, you know, vocal cords. Why is that? I know white people who can sing. I know white people who can't. I know black people who can sing, black people who can't. So I think it depends on what you're looking at. Has there been a study as to who could hold the note longer? Who could have a higher octave? Who can have? No, it doesn't matter. All right? I mean, you have operatics, people who sing the opera, opera singers, okay? You got sopranos, you got tenors, you got bass. All right? They all have their advantages and their disadvantages. So when I hear people go, oh, man, now we got a Jew up there singing, listen, okay, we Jews can sing too, okay? You know, maybe I can't belt out a Mariah Carey song, who I think is one of the greatest singers, might I add. Who would I think would be, to me, some of the greatest singers ever in terms of voice, in terms of women, would definitely be your Mariah Carey, your Whitney Houston, your Barbara Streisand, your Celine Dion, right? You also have, well, we got Jesse, we got, I think Ariana Grande wouldn't be in the top, but you have some people who could really, really belt out some notes and really, really sing. Y'all heard that Bang Bang song, right? Meghan Trainor, All About the Bass, I would not put her up as one of the highest top singers. Olivia Newton-John, she can sing. She can sing, but to the same extent that others can. Well, you know, so I have my favorites, and then I have my next favorites. I was a huge fan of Olivia Newton-John. Olivia Newton-John, I was kind of my virtual mentor when I was singing back in my early college days. I just thought her voice style was great, was just, would fit me more. But then all of a sudden I started hearing Mariah Carey songs, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to now go down that path. But most of you have heard me sing, and you think my singing stinks. Good. All right? And you want to know why? Good. Because I'm going to be a pop singer one day. That's my bucket list. That's one of my goals. And whether you want to listen to my singing or not, tough noogie. Now, there was a study that came out saying any one of us could be a pop star. Any one of us with the right vocal training and the right practice. And that's true. I've been telling my husband he could sing. He won't do it. And I'm like, I could get you to hit the note. There are ways to do this. And a lot of people, they just don't have the confidence. You got to go up there and you got to have the confidence. Your more confident singers will really belt that sound out. Okay? But again, apologies to everybody. We'll quickly talk about how you do sing, how it happens. All right, and don't go away, 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I do not want to get political today. We were just going to do a nice show on how people sing, on Andy Dick getting arrested. You heard about that? Goes up to somebody, I guess, allegedly looks at their necklace. He's on a bike. He steals the necklace off of him and rides away on a bike. I don't know. We were just going to kind of keep it light, but apparently guys on the line want to talk about Obamacare and the GOP control over the Senate. Okay, really, that's what you want to talk about? That's what we're going to talk about. All right, so call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Hold on a sec, though. Whoever's online now, I want to big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Ben, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it.
All right. Sorry. I know someone was on hold wanting to talk about Obamacare. Can I just really quickly tell you, quickly, let me see here. Okay. Really quickly. You know how you guys sing? I just have to go through the anatomy really quick. Okay? All right. Just really quickly. I have to teach this to you so I can move on. I just can't be, sorry, ADD in here. I got to stick to the point. When you sing, you inhale. Me. See? You're inhaling. Me. Me. Okay, you're inhaling, right? Your diaphragm contracts, not your birth control diaphragm, okay? Although my IUD has fallen out a couple times when I sing a song, but anyway. So as you inhale, the diaphragm contracts and it draws air into your lungs, okay? La, right? Then it contracts also when you exhale. When you exhale, the voices go through the vocal cords, so it's hard to sing inhaling. See, you can't sing me. But when you exhale, it goes through the vocal cords. The vocal cords vibrate a certain way. As it vibrates, it creates a vocal sound. See? All right? Me, 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 me. And it comes out. All right? Along the vocal tract, there's certain structures and shapes of it that can help you with your words and then help modify depending on the way you think control. It's like a muscle, the way you control it. Now, the actual windpipe itself is made of cartilage, but you have muscles around there. And so, as long as you have like the point I was making earlier, as long as you have a good vocal teacher, they can teach anybody how to sing. Okay. I know a lot of you guys are singing because of what happened Tuesday, so we'll move on. I just thought it'd be nice to talk about Bon Jovi. Yeah, Aretha Franklin, one of my favorite singers. Go Aretha, Etta James, but no. You guys want to talk about politics. All right, politics, here we go. Tuesday night, as we know, Republicans got control of the Senate. They have better control of the House, control of the Senate, picked up some more governorships, looking pretty good for the GOP. Many of you ready for Obamacare to get repealed, okay? Upset, nothing got done. All right. Some of you are worried things still won't get done. We still have Obama's president. We have a Republican Congress. Is anything going to get done? Well, things are getting done. I mean, didn't President Obama, within the last couple days, boom, 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 we find out he's talked to the Ayatollah. He's planning on sending more troops to Iraq. He's already choosing Loretta Lynch as the next attorney general. All of a sudden, we're definitely seeing a lot come out of Obama's office now. Now the executive branch is actually doing stuff. Boom, boom, boom. Right? They got to work like lightning. They got days to get stuff done. That they want to, that is. All right? So I don't know when Congress leaves for Christmas break. I'm not sure. And Thanksgiving break. But all I know is we definitely have seen some activity. All right? Somebody lit some match up somebody's butt somewhere in the government. All right? But now, okay, what is the best approach for Obamacare? So I posed the question to you all this week. Some of you have called in. Some of you have written on Facebook, tweeted what you want done. Immigration, border control, economy, but a lot of it was repeal Obamacare, repeal Obamacare, repeal Obamacare. And what I had discussed earlier in the week is that's not the smartest move. That is not the best way to go when it comes to quote unquote repealing Obamacare. I know that's what a lot of the Republicans platformed on. You know, I'm going to get into office and we're going to repeal Obamacare. Yay! Oh, yay! I'm going to vote for you. Yay! Yeah, Obamacare sucks. All right, we got to get practical here, okay? We got to get practical, okay? All right, we still have Obama's president. There is no way he's going to veto his own legislation. Okay, remember, what happens in Washington is politics. Whether it's good politics, bad politics, it's politics. Okay? He has two more years to be president. And Obama is not going to do what the Republicans want. He's not going to want to do what the voters want. He's going to do what he wants. All politicians, whether they're Republican, Democrat, Independent, they want to do what they want. Now, hopefully what they want is what we want. A lot of times it doesn't jive. So, you have to hope that what he wants to do and how he wants to spend his last 2 years in office will be something that will benefit us, maybe benefit his name,
or he could go down in this presidency doing whatever the heck he wants. Some of us are still a little frightened because we understand that there's a lot kind of riding on the next couple years. Whether you're a Republican or Democrat, many of you have felt a big, big, financial thorn, right, up your butt, in your side, however you want to put it, with this recession. And so I think the big issue, and they were polling this, but the big issue for me was economy. Right? If we could get people jobs, I'd be happy. So what I would suggest Republicans do, if they want to fix health care and repeal Obamacare and whatever, I mean, is first concentrate on what everybody wants. Not what you want as a politician, not you getting reelected in a few years. But what do people want? Well, people want jobs. Some of people in America want jobs. Others just want the, you know, the entitlements. But jobs are what I think the most of us hardworking, tax-paying Americans want. All right? People with disabilities, people who are unable to work, they want benefits. That's understandable. We keep that. All right? But we change this whole philosophy from penalty to incentive. Rather than penalizing employers for not buying their employees' health insurance and penalizing them X amount and taxing them, let's change that part of Obamacare to whomever does purchase health insurance for their employees gets an incentive. Not only the tax deduction for buying health insurance, but an extra tax break. You see how that works? You see how flipping it around from spanking and whipping and penalizing and punishing goes to incentivizing? Dr. Dahlia, there's no full-time work. It's all part-time work. Employers are only giving part-time. Okay, well then, fine. Why don't we incentivize employers who have more full-time employees? For every full-time employee, you get one incentive. For every part-time employee, you get another. Why aren't we incentivizing? Okay? Personally, I think health insurance should be nowhere near these employers' hands. We've talked about that. Okay? The employer doesn't want anything to do with your health insurance. You don't want the employer to have anything to do with your health insurance, except paying for it. All right? But you don't want the health, you don't want your employer making a decision on your birth control. You don't want an employer choosing a plan that has a high deductible for you and it's out of your control. You don't want your employer to fire you and you lose your insurance. So what I suggest is there is a marketplace where you could just go and buy your insurance on your own. If you buy your insurance on your own, separately, without the boss, without the employer being involved, you get a special incentive tax season. You see? Okay? None of this punishment, none of these taxes. Now, Dr. Dahlia, where are we going to get the money? We still need the money. We still need employers paying. We still need employers taxes. We need the medical device tax. Really? Do we really need the medical device tax? I could think of a bunch of other things we could tax. Okay? Well, pharmaceutical companies make too much money. Let's penalize them. Why are we penalizing pharmaceutical companies? Look at what happened with Ebola. Not that us not being prepared for Ebola was due to Obamacare. It was a problem in the making for decades. But why aren't we incentivizing pharmaceutical companies to make inexpensive drugs? Why not? If you could come up with a new antibiotic that can handle this super gonorrhea or this MRSA, or if you come up with an Ebola treatment or a flu treatment, the government will, you see what I mean? That's what I think needs to be done. But Republicans should not go in there and say, okay, let's just, you know, completely nuke Obamacare because nothing's going to get done for 2 years and we need something done now. Let's get jobs. Well, let's hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What should we do first in Congress? 1-877-362-3254.
Speak, speak, speak. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Ben working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Thank you, Angie, for calling. You are so sweet. Got your message. You were nice. Thank you very much. All right. Well, I'll say what the message was. Myra wants to know about Medicaid. I don't know if we have Myra on the line.
what's going to happen with Medicaid with the Republican governors, more Republican governors. From what I understand, when it comes to the Medicaid expansion part of Obamacare, many of the states that have already done that have done it. I don't know if you are going to see a withdrawal of Medicaid expansion. However, if the state cannot keep up with the financial expenditure of Medicaid, whether it has to do with Obamacare or not in terms of their being for or against it, there's going to be certain cuts. I mean, look at what's happening with Medicare. Many of you are finding deductibles going up. You have to pay more out of pocket. There's a lot of things Medicare isn't covering, and most of your medicines have had to change to generics. So whether Obamacare is allowing something to happen or not, it could still be up to changes in terms of how it'll save money for the government. A big concern some of you had this week was COPDers or Medicaid patients that have chronic illnesses are getting turned away from hospitals. Now, I don't have any numbers per se on who got turned away from which hospital and why, but there's been a lot of discussion on how hospitals are getting penalized because if a Medicare patient goes to the hospital and gets admitted and then they leave and within a month have to come back, that hospital is going to get dinged. Again, another penalty, another punishment, which is really this whole presidency of punishments I would really like to change. Okay, I would rather see incentives than punishments, but I already made my case on that. So when it comes to you are a patient that has trouble breathing, all right? Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Trouble breathing, doc. Got trouble breathing. No problem. We're going to admit you. Take care of you. Okay? You know, stop smoking. Here's your oxygen, etc. They go home. Now they're going home into flu season. All right? We got the big polar vortex coming. Most of the states are supposed to be seeing a huge, huge drop in temperature. I live in Las Vegas. Supposed to get a little bit better, and then it's going to get worse. But I'd love to see some snow for Christmas, so I don't mind getting cold where I live in my neck of the woods. But, of course, I'm, you know, easy for me to say. I'm in southern Nevada. But now you are being discharged, and that 30 days, you know, throws you basically into flu season. You now want to come back to the hospital, but that hospital is going to be penalized if they take you back and readmit you. So we're hearing a few things. We're hearing one, you're not even getting admitted to begin with. You're being stuck in the ER. Or two, they don't let you back. Now, why is that system even set up? Okay, I mean, how does that system exist? Well, they want, I don't know, this was a part of what Washington wanted to do to revamp hospitals, one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. They want hospitals to do a better job of taking care of you outside the hospital. All right? This is all about going for whoever has the deeper pockets. That's what it's all about. So you can have a family doc. You can have an internist. You might have never even seen a doctor. But it's the hospital's fault if they discharge you from the hospital and you have to come back within 4 weeks. All right. Why is it the hospital's fault? Well, they should have done a better job of following up. They should have gotten you set up with the doctor. They should have done this. They should have done this. How? All right. I mean, they barely have enough staff to operate sick people in the hospital. We want our hospitals ready for flu. We want our hospitals ready for trauma. We want our hospitals ready for Ebola. And you are burdening them with the penalty if they don't make sure you went to, you know, get your respiratory therapy or physical therapy or whatever. What are they supposed to do? All right, so hospitals hire somebody. Now all our prices go up. So they hire somebody that's checking on you on the outside. But being a doctor myself, and yes, I am a doctor. I am an MD. I'll call a patient personally. Or my staff will call a patient. And they don't always call you back. All right, well, they don't call you back, whatever. And then 3 weeks later, they're sick. Well, why didn't you return my calls? Oh, I never got the message, or, well, you know, I was fine then. So how much responsibility? And this percentage that gets taken off of future Medicare payments is a lot. So what the government has done now is created with the hospitals a very negative reaction and a negative it basically puts Medicare patients in a negative light to the hospital. We had a friend who was in his 70s, had COPD. I got a call, you know, saying he's been in the ER for 2 days, going on a third day because they won't admit him. Like, they won't admit him. I'm like, oh, maybe they don't have enough beds. All right, you know, they're out of beds, or they have beds and they don't have enough nurses. So I called to kind of get an idea, you know, what's going on. We got somebody in the ER now. I mean, it's on day three. Do we know what the status is? What's going on? Oh, I don't know. We have beds. We're open. But you see, if he's in the ER, he's not technically admitted. So what's happening is ERs are feeling forced to take care of these patients and not let them in to begin with. Well, now, why are we doing hospital medicine in an ER? Aren't our ERs overcrowded? Aren't they overclogged? Don't we want room for our emergency patients? So this is kind of a cluster. So, you know, back to what I think should happen, and then back to the concept of Medicaid. What I think should happen is any of these real stupid, dumb butt type, you know, pieces of the legislation just fix. Okay? Stop penalizing the hospitals. You could incentivize. You know what? Your readmission rate for Medicare was not that bad. Nice job. We'll incentivize you. But they couldn't have turned them down. Okay? I mean, that's not going to fly. Okay? We can, you know, if somebody does come to the hospital, let's not try to kick them out as early. Okay? But, I mean, if somebody does not need to be in the hospital, get them home. Don't, you know, you don't want to over-incentivize for somebody having a very short hospital stay, but the last thing you want is an elderly patient who's vulnerable to then come down with MRSA or enterococcus or C. diff or some other, you know, nosocomial infection that you could get because you're stuck in a hospital. So just change that around. When it comes to Medicaid, are you going to lose Medicaid benefits? Well, like I said earlier this week, if you're receiving any sort of Medicaid or any sort of government benefits and you can work and you are completely functional with your body, you don't have a disability, get it out of your mindset that that Medicaid or those entitlements are permanent. Any of you going on welfare or any of you going on Medicaid, it's supposed to be a temporary thing, right? You don't want to do that for life. You aren't going to want to be a career welfare recipient. Like I said, understand you have a disability, you're blind, you're deaf, you're have amputations, autism. All right, I get that. That's what those are for. But if you lost your job, and you want to, as we saw with the Boston Marathon bomber, for 2 years collect while planning the Boston Marathon bombing, as we saw Tsarnaev's older brother do, I would say we better fix that system. So I'm hoping those of you currently on Medicaid or whatever understand it's only temporary. Now, maybe under this administration they didn't make you think it was temporary, but everything's temporary. Money always runs out. So, we talked about this. You're unemployed? Rather than going home to get the check, you go to a government post and work to get the check. They'll have daycare there, etc. But the free stuff, it's going to have to end one of these days because there's no more money. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are
are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a coroner report now on the death of Robin Williams, who had died in his California home on August 11th. He was only 63 at the time. He was found hung. And it had been reported that his death was a suicide. Apparently, toxicology reports have not found, and I didn't expect, alcohol or illegal drugs. They did find two antidepressants and two sorts of caffeine compounds, but no alcohol, no drugs. There was a bottle of Seroquel. Seroquel is a medication that treats a lot of things. Schizophrenia, bipolar disorders, depression. Some people are on it for insomnia. Some people are on it for anxiety. There was a bottle of that that had been prescribed to Robin Williams about a week before he died, they say, according to this report. But they haven't revealed what actual medications were in his system. Unfortunately, we know he had been, you know, battling depression. Probably one of the more gifted comedians that we ever had the honor of, you know, watching and being entertained by, spanned multiple generations. You know, what was a little eerie about what happened is I believe he starred in a movie a few years back where his son in the movie had hung himself during sexual erotica, etc. And, you know, we're hearing reports that, you know, that movie was very wearing on him. It depressed him. And so, you know, when he was found, you know, to have hung himself, it was, you know, immediately asked, well, was there any sort of, you know, autoerotic asphyxiation type of thing going on? No. Autoerotic, I'm sorry. No. So it was just he committed suicide, unfortunately. You know, he had been suffering from Parkinson's. There were reports that he was already starting to develop the tremor. Parkinson's could cause depression, but I was concerned because I saw he had some pretty significant weight loss. And you wonder if there was something else going on. I don't think it's our business to know his medical history, but it is nice to set the record straight. And, you know, with the coroner's report of saying, look, guys, no, you know, he hadn't been doing drugs, etc. All right. A lot of times when things like this happen, people go, all right, well, that person did drugs, so, you know, it was his fault. Well, no. You know, whenever there's a suicide, okay, even though it's not your particular fault, you know, or quote-unquote society-specific fault, but it's something that we should look at as to why, what's happening. Whenever a suicide happens, and I had a friend that committed suicide, and I've had patients that have attempted suicide, you want to know why. Right, why is it that they thought they had absolutely no recourse? You know, if you notice, whenever you're mad or upset about something, or you can't stand the job, or you're having problems in the marriage, or, you know, you have to spend the weekend with the in-laws, and you're, you know, one of the reasons why you get so anxious, or you get so upset, right, and you're crawling the walls is because you don't think you have a choice. The psychological concept of you being trapped is a lot of times more detrimental than what is currently going on around you. So, for example, all right, somebody will say they want to kill themselves because they really hate their job. They hate their job. So you go, well, what's your job? Well, you know, I, you know, just, you know, do computers, and I'm just at a computer all day, and it's all data entry, and I'm just stuck to the computer, the data entry, and I'm stuck. I'm like, you know, so, well, you know, is that really enough to make you kill yourself? You're just sitting in front of a computer. I mean, is it that bad? Is it that painful? Is it whatever? But no. What's causing that person to want to kill themselves are other issues. Now, I can't quit the job. I got this going on. I got the house. I got the kids. The wife's going to leave me. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. You know, I can't get another job. If I leave the job, I can't. I'm stuck. I'm trapped. Feeling like you have no other option causes you to take the default option. And the default option is death. So your job, whenever you're a family member or a doctor, clinician, etc., is to find out what their thinking is. And why they feel trapped, why they feel like there's no other choices. You know, I have to do this with my family, too. They get really mad. They get really upset. Something's going on. And it's a significant thing. Okay? right? And, you know, well, you have a choice. I always say you have a choice. No, I don't have a choice. I never have a choice. I don't have a choice. I've said that too. I do not have a choice. My ratings stink with my radio show. I have no choice. No, I do have a choice. I do have a show. I can make my ratings better. No, I can't. It's impossible. I can't. How do I make my ratings better? Well, you could actually maybe, rather than spending 3 hours a day coming up with stupid stories, you actually spend 3 hours a day coming up with something interesting. No, I can't do that. Yes, you can. And so a lot of times what we have to do is, for whatever we're depressed about, we need to help show them how easy their options are. You know, one of my favorite sayings from a psychological standpoint, and I can't stay on air for fear of an FCC violation, is a four-letter word that begins with F and then the word it. Blank it. Blank it. Okay? Not like blanket, like going to bed blanket. Okay? All right? Something gets you down. Something's really, you know, I don't have a choice. I'm going to be stuck in this job. You know what? So what? Quit. And get another job. Oh, I can't do that, can I? I can't do that. Yes, you can. You can. You can. You know, do you have some finances? Will you be able to get some sort of unemployment? Will you, I don't know if, you know, will you be able to temporarily, I don't want you living on unemployment, but, you know, and just, I mean, it's better than suicide. Okay? I mean, what do you really, really want to do? I want to get away from that job. Then do it. Blanket. Get away from the job. Or maybe take a vacation. Oh, I can't do that. He won't give me a vacation. He won't. Screw it. To heck with it. Go in there and say you need 2 weeks off. You're going to quit anyway. Before you quit, see what happens with that 2 weeks. You really want to just walk away. Just do it. You can do it. And I'm not saying go and bungee jump or go and spend all your money and go to Europe. But you really want to do something, do it. All right? Don't start thinking suicide. Don't start thinking your life, there's no options. Now, what's very, very important before we move on with this is, when people see somebody commit suicide, and we even saw this in some of the news, the media, when it came to Robin Williams, people were calling him a coward. One thing you also have to realize is, not only do people feel trapped, but there's also other people that want control. And being a doctor, I've seen this with people diagnosed with cancer, or people, you know, scared of death, for example. And they couldn't control when they came into this world, but they want to control when they leave it. And you'll have some people that want to leave on their terms. Not many, not that they were afraid of something or whatever, but they were like, I am not going to have my family pay thousands and thousands of medical bills. I am not going to X, Y, and Z. This is what I want to do. It's my final act of kindness. Now, for you and I who are living, we're like, no, don't do that. That's stupid. That's not, no. That's selfish. That's this, that's that. But that's not what's going on in the mind of somebody who wants to save their family some sort of turmoil. So when I saw this happen, either Robin Williams was struggling for years upon years upon years with issues that he had, and we knew he had issues, all right, or there was something going on that he didn't want to put his family through, and he thought this would be easier for the family. But I hate it when I start to see people start using the term coward, okay? Don't go away. Oh, actually, oh, no, it's the end. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. God bless.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone.
stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GemStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GemStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.